Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 18th of January, The Repentance of Rachel. At the conclusion of her life, the weeping of Rachel for her children finally changed from the grief of envy to true intercession for her children. This happened as she laboured to bring forth Benjamin, just outside of Ephrath, the former name of Bethlehem. Rachel's labour was very difficult. In the course of this trauma, the attending midwife said to her, "Do not fear, you will have this son also." Through this word, Rachel obtained the fear of the Lord that was necessary for her participation in the offering and sufferings of Christ. In this fellowship, she was made alive from the death of sin and was established finally in her sanctification as a son of God. As Rachel was dying following the delivery of the child, she named him Ben-Oni, meaning son of my sorrow. Rachel did not name the child this way because he had caused her grief. Rather, having found deliverance from the fear that enslaved her to the flesh, she was lamenting the impact of her fallen nature upon her household, and in particular upon her children. The statement, "Son of my sorrow," was part of her prayer of repentance. The Lord, through the prophet Jeremiah, answered Rachel's penitent prayer. First, he acknowledged her supplications, saying, "A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted for her children because they are no more." Yahweh acknowledged that Rachel's grief was not for herself, but for her children who would be lost. She was grieving on account of the destruction among the children of Israel because of uncleanness and bitter envy, which she herself had exhibited in her marriage and family. To this end, Rachel wept for the loss within her family, which she was prophetically foreseeing. This prophecy was fulfilled at multiple points. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 35, verses 16 to 18, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 15, and Lamentations chapter 5, verse 7. For further study, Jeremiah chapter 31.